Simkuf Tzadishtia Sayayin Acha Brocha V'dinil. We're up to see base, page 188. We're up to the end of benching. So he's finished benching. Now, the see base tells us he's finished benching. Now, Acha Shishos Arois, he's going to make a Birpri Agofen at the end of benching, if relevant. And then he's going to make, as soon as the Shulchan Aruch says, Ach Shos HaKoshel Birkas HaMozen, after he has made the Birpri Agofen, after benching, he should then say the Brocha of Main Sholosh, the Agefen Vap, because he drank, so he should make a Brocha Achoyna. Mishnah Berurah points out very obviously in Sifkot Nchas, so he benched, he made a Birpri Agofen. Now he doesn't make immediately the Brocha Achoyna unless he knows he's not going to drink anymore. If he intends to drink a bit more now, obviously he should carry on drinking and then make the Brocha Achoyna. Should only make the Brocha Achoyna when he's completed his drinking. So that's if he intends to drink a little bit more now, he should drink and then make the Brocha Achoyna after that. Okay. Shia Shtias Yain. Now the Shulchan Aruch goes into a more general topic, which is the amount a person should drink in order to be obligated to say the Brocha Achoyna after drinking. Shia Shtias Yain. The amount a person should drink of wine, leis chayev, to be obligated, Brocha Achoyna, with Brocha Achoyna. Yesh Sofek, with regards to wine, there's a machloikas, how much a person needs to drink in order to be obligated to say Brocha Achoyna. If Daibe Kezais, is it sufficient to have the Kezais amount of drink in order to be obligated to say Brocha Achoyna? Or maybe Revi's amount of wine, which is the triple of a Kezais. How much do you need to drink in order to be obligated to say Brocha Achoyna? Lochein, therefore, Yizoya Lishtois, a person should be careful not to drink. Oy Pochas Mekizais, you should drink either less than a Kizais. Oy or Revius, Kidei Leistalek Minasofeg. You should, since their opinions hold that after Kizais, you need to make Brocha Achoyna, and there are opinions to hold that you only make Brocha Achoyna from a Revius. So from a Kezais till a Revius, you've got a Machloikas. According to some, you do say Brocha Achoyna. According to others, you don't say Brocha Achoyna. Says Shulchan Aruch, the safest thing to do is to either drink less than the Kezais or more than a Revius. Like this, you never get into, you never suffer. You avoid the gray zone. If you avoid the gray zone, the shaila zone, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says you should ideally do. Yeah, so over here it's referring to a liquid shear. It's just that it's the amount, it's based on the solid shear. So as the Shulchan Aruch says, like 1 second, but if you are talking about after a bracha, you made Birpri Agofen, let's say, like in this case, it'll be after benching, then you can't drink the less than a kezais, because you just made the bracha. You need to have more than a kezais. The kol davar shetzorich kois, tzorich lishtos menu meloi lugmav. Whenever you require a kois, a becher, you need to have a meloi lugmav. Shu rov revius, which is majority of revius. Hilkach, yishter revius, shalom, you should drink a full revius. So again, the Shulchan Aruch says, generally speaking, there's a machloikas after drinking wine as to what, if maybe some hold that maybe after a kezais already are obligated and make Brocha Achoyna. Others hold, no, a kezais, you don't say Brocha Achoyna after wine. No, you need to have a revius, which is triple the amount. Only after revius you make Brocha Achoyna. Says Shulchan Aruch, therefore, generally speaking, what you should do is you should avoid the in-between the kezais and revius, you should avoid that amount. Because you're going to, should you make Brocha Achoyna or not? You've got a machloikas. Don't put yourself into a machloikas if you can avoid it. Either have less than a kezais or more than a revius. Shulchan Aruch, however, points out that in terms of Kiddush, Birkas HaMazon, or Avdolah, or any of that, you're going to have a problem. This Eitzah doesn't help. Because that whenever you have a kois, whenever kosher is required, such as Kiddush, such as Avdolah, such as Birkas Mimosas, according to the Mount Amal Tonu Kos, you need a drink after the bracha. You need to drink how much? A meloy lugmav. You need a meloy, which is a roiv of revius. Yeah. So 1 second. So it says, therefore, because of that, you have a problem that you always you can't drink less than a kezayis. Now you need to drink a meloy lugmav, which is, you know, I can have a cup. I mean, it's empty. Thank you very much. So it's not very precise what I'm going to show now, but just to have the clarity. So some hold you make a bracha chayna from a kezayis. As soon as you drink this, you make a bracha chayna. Others say that no, you need to drink that much in order to make bracha chayna. It needs to be revius. Only for making bracha chayna. Says Shulchan Aruch, so best is to avoid anything between this kezayis and revius. You avoid, because that is a machlokes area. That's a gray zone. So better not to drink that much, because you're going to have a problem with the gatz of bracha chayna. Says the Shulchan Aruch, that's all fine and good on a Tuesday and a Wednesday. But if you're making over here Kiddush al HaKos, or you're making Birkas HaMazon al HaKos, there is a halacha that whenever you make Berei Pri HaGofen, you need to drink a Meloy Lugmav. And a Meloy Lugmav is that much. So now, that is by definition the gray zone. It's pretty much towards the Revius, but it's a gray zone. So therefore, you're going to have to, what's going to be the halacha? You're going to have to, if you want to get out of any sfeikas, you need to drink a bit more to have a full revius. Once you have a full revius, you're out of all the shyness. Rov Kos is a halacha with regards to, on Pesach we find Rov Kos. Rov Kos, because there is no general... Yeah, I think so. Maybe there is something, I don't know. I don't know about Hilchas Pesach, I don't know anywhere else. Oh, yeah. So the next Seif is going to tell us about that. Next Seif, Seif Dalit is going to tell us about that. We're going to say that you can't divide it, but somebody else could have it. We'll see soon. Now, Seif Kotten Tess the Mishnah, which is the bottom line, says, Lishtois Shtias Yain, Vuadin Beshamashkin is Sofek. This Sofek over here, this Sofek is a Sofek not only with regards to wine, that's a Sofek with regards to any drink. Don't drink less than a kezayis. Don't either drink less than a kezayis, which you for sure don't make a bracha chayna, and over a vis, you for sure do need to make a bracha. The area in between, that's a machloek, not only with regards to wine, with regards to any other drinks as well. What's the background of the machloek? Seif Kotten Yud, im da'at bekezayis, according to some, a kezayis is sufficient for bracha chayna. K'moy ba'achide, like ba'achide, we find the kaimen of b'chomokim, shia achila kezayis. We generally find that a kezayis is the required shia to make an obligation of bracha chayna with regards to foods. So similarly also, maybe with regards to drinks, a kezayis is sufficient. The fiza b'mashkin, with regards to drinks, yichuye bracha chayna b'shlish revius. Which is, yeah, the revius to beitz v'chatzik yodua. So according to this, you'd have mamash, a fraction, you'd have a kezayis that would be sufficient for drinking. Or, according to some, no, you need a revius. The other side, Seif Kotten Yud Aleph, Rebbe Revius, Kamosh Matzin, become a Dine Toiro, Lenin Mashkin, Shurim Revius. We find with regards to liquids, Kezayis is not so critical, generally speaking. So you need Revius. Revius is the share with regards to Mashkin, generally. So on this hold, you can only make a Bracha Chon if you've got a Revius. Some say Kezayis, some say Revius. What do you do? So he says that generally you avoid the Sofek. When you make a Bracha, when you anyone need to do a Roiv Revius, then you're going to have to drink all revius. Seif Kotten Yud Gimel, Shul Roiv Revius. One second, Seif Kotten Yud Beis. Hoche, Perish, the Beshash Tiois, with regards to general drinkings, Shem Rishos, which is voluntary, Yochol Gamle Stalik Min HaSofek. He can get himself many questions. Beim Shishte Pochus Mekizais, if he drinks less than a Kizais. Tebezeh Poto Likule Alma, if he drinks less than a Kizais, he's exempt according to older opinions. But if he to make a Bocha afterwards. Avol, but, Hoche here. Pekosh Le Bekis HaMosen, when it's in terms of Pekosh Le Bekis HaMosen, Iev Shalasso is Cain. He cannot do so of drinking less than the kezayis. The kim in the tone cost, since it requires a kois, tzorech al kaponim lishtois moray lukmav. He needs to drink a moray lukmav. Shuroi revius, which is the majority of revius. Hu arba yoyis in the kezayis. It's significantly more than the kezayis. So what is he meant to do? He's meant to drink full revius. Seif Kotten Yud Dalet, revius sholeim. Yeah. So in Sifkot Yudalet, he says that, I'm skipping the first three lines, and then I'm saying, if you didn't drink a full revi'is, whether it's wine or other drinks, we do pass like Shulchan Aruch, you need to have the revi'is for a brocha achrona, whether it is a wine or any other drinks, you need to have a revi'is for brocha achrona. Because underneath that, we're going to have a machlokes, and we're not maker. We need to have full revi'is for brocha achrona. Okay, now who drinks this revi'is? Can you divide this? Can you ask somebody else to have the revi'is? Can you, or does the Baal HaBayis himself need to have revi'is? Barabbas, sell Shulchan Aruch, maybe a chiddush indeed. If the mevorech does not want to drink, then if the person who makes the bracha doesn't want to drink, then yitoim echad mesubim kishir, somebody else around the table can drink the shir, the whole amount of revi'is. Ve'ein shtias shtayim etzarefes, but two people cannot join up. But ideally, everybody should be toim a little bit. Okay, Rabbi, so this is the famous halacha. The halacha is that really, if the person who makes kiddush does not want to drink revi'is, no problem. What he can do is he can pass the kosher to somebody else who listened to the kiddush, who listened to the avdala, who listened to benching, and he will drink the revi'is. Baal HaBayis, who made the bracha, who made kiddush, he doesn't drink. He passes on the kos to somebody else who drinks. The revi'is.
He said a bracha.
For him.
For him?
Yeah.
Can you say a bracha for somebody else?
In this scenario, you can. You can't always, but in this scenario, you can. And then he says, but however, mitzvah min hamufcha, ideally, everybody should toy him a little bit. Everybody who had heard the kiddush, the avdala, the benching, everybody should drink a little bit. The Rama says, ideally everybody should. However, what I want to point out, what? Oh! Good. So the Mishnah Berurah says, in Sifkot Yud Zayin, how much do you give by your kiddush, how much do you give out? How much do you drink? Yeah, how much did he drink out? How much did he give out? A little bit. Says the Mishnah Berurah, indeed. Sifkot Yud Zayin, Shittim Ukulam. Dehainu Te'ima Ba'alma. This mitzvah min hamufcha, that everybody drinks a little bit, that is a Te'ima Ba'alma. That's not a revi'is, that's a minute amount. Te'ima Ba'alma. Only one individual needs a minute lugma of rov revi'is. But everybody else can have a minute amount. That's fine, that's the minhag Yisrael. Yeah. Now, I remember when I was a bocha, I used to go occasionally, not a lot of times, but a few times I went to Rav Eliashiv's Havdolah. Why did I go to Rav Eliashiv's Havdolah? I suppose, what Meir Bochim do, they go to Rav Eliashiv's Havdolah, I don't know. So, I remember clearly, that, you know, Meir Yeshiv is mamash around the corner from Rav Eliashiv. So I used to go a few times. I went for Shachiz a few times. I went for Havdol a few times. And it's interesting. I don't know why. It wasn't even hard to get in there. It was like Mir Bochim and a few grandchildren. And it was quite a party. So I remember that Rav Eliashiv made Havdolah. I remember this clearly. Rav Eliashiv made Avzichon Livochim made Havdolah. It was quite early on Motzei Shabbos. It didn't have like Rabbeinu Tams or any of that. It was early Motzei Shabbos. And he had a beautiful voice. He had such a beautiful, sweet voice, Rav Eliashiv. And then he made Avdol. And then I remember I was mamash standing next to him. I remember that after Avdol, he just took the kois. He took the kois, which was, I think, the Leshem's kois, his grandfather's kois. And he mamash literally just put it like this by the lip. And I could see clearly he didn't drink anything. And he passed it on to his grandson. He had like a grandson, like a shlak shamas. He'd do everything for him. You know, he was the one that like had to, he sorted out the crowds and he like made sure no gate crashes. You know, he was like the grandson and he took the cousin and he gave it to him and then he drank the revi'is. And Avinashiv didn't drink. I don't know if it was for health reasons or because, I don't know, for who would take time of his learning. I don't know. But I know that he didn't drink. I could see clearly he didn't drink. He was like just pretending like this and then he passed. I don't know why he had... It didn't look like it. In Mamash didn't look like it. It didn't look like it. Maybe it was a team of Balna. Maybe a team of Balma Balna. But I for sure didn't drink that. And he passed it on. He passed it on. That's so from here, what I learned is that that what Shulchan Aruch says, that Imam Vorech, Einu Roi Tzeli Toim, Yitum Achim, Am Besum Kishir.
When he makes Kiddush on a Friday night or Shabbos lunch, and then he drinks and he gives it to other people, does the people he gives it to him make a bracha separately?
No.
Or are they Yotzi from
Gishir? Indeed, yeah. Absolutely.
So they make a separate bracha?
No need to. No, better not to, actually, yeah. Don't need to make a bracha. Pardon? Well, you're not going to have enough to for an after bracha. But if you do have enough, then you should indeed, yeah. You're right. Yeah, it depends how much you drink, yeah. Correct. Yeah, so the Mishnah points out, good cheshbon, the Mishnah says, Mishnah says in Tzivkot Yudzayin that Hainu Tima Ba'alma, we just said that, Vina, he behold, Hocha Ayreb Mechaber Klein in Mitzvah Shtias Kois, we're talking about Shtias Kois, for the female Shem Bira Mechaber El Tziv Gimel, lots of Zidei Sofe, Yirli Shtes Revi Sholem, so that what we discussed in Tziv Gimel with regards to Brocha Achoyno, you need to have a full Revi is, Lo Yitzui Ma Shekos HaMitzvah Min HaMufcha Shitem Ukulam Bekois HaMachzik Revi is. According to that, people around the table don't need to have a full reviz because they're not going to make Brocha Achoyno. Him lo shumach segius reviz, unless it's more than reviz. That does not address your question. What was your question?
Confused.
What's the problem? With regards to for Brocha Achoyno purpose. You're right. As far as Brocha, you're right. You will need the Rov reviz, not reviz Sholem. You're right. So in if it depends on machlokes Reb Chaim nor Chazanish. According to Reb Chaim nor and according to Chazanish, 150. Yeah. Yeah, roiv. I mean, it needs to be more than that, more than half. Just more. Correct. Roiv reviz. Yeah. It's not so much, is it? It's really not a lot. Yeah. So you think it's a lot for $5? Because the kos is, so you take a smaller kos. You mean as far as the reviz? Yeah. So why is it so much? It's not so. Yeah. Yeah. Depends what it is, I suppose. What you put in. Yeah. Yeah. You can do like yeah. You can do like. But Abdullah, you can't. Yeah, we have dollar only. You have to be careful not to give it to daughters. Meaning is not to give to daughters. No, I don't think there's any. No, I don't think there's such a. I don't think there's such a requirement. Yeah. Why do you think it needs to be set up as a bar chiyuv? Yeah, but children are also alt chinuch. Obligated in brachas. If they're not higia lechinuch, yeah, you're right. If it's not higia lechinuch, you don't give it to a 3-year-old child.
No, but even like
over there. He's completely higia lechinuch.
Yeah, but shouldn't it be bar mitzvah?
Why? Why would he? But Rabbi Kagan, he has got an obligation. I hear what you're saying, a good svara. But the answer to it is that since he has an obligation als chinuch, whether it's Reb Gideon's obligation or Binyamin Yaakov Alevi's obligation, either way there's an obligation here. There's a chinuch obligation to drink. He must drink.
But his chiyuv is higher than Binyamin.
So therefore, it doesn't matter. Even if there is the chinuch obligation on a lower level, even if it is, it's still an obligation. Yeah. Siv hey, k'shemesubim besud gdoila, if you have a very large meal, it's a very large meal, lot of people around, and you're not sure you're actually going to get the kos of Birkas HaMazon. Are you going to access it? Are you going to get hold of it? Yes or no? You're not sure. It's a large meal. A lot of people around. Going back to your question, actually. So people generally don't make Birkas HaMazon. You don't make Birkas HaMazon. if you're going to have a bit of kiddush, you don't make purple goffin because the one person was mitzi already. However, here the halacha is, if there's a large table, a lot of people around, and every individual is not quite sure I'm going to get the bit of kiddush or not. I'm not sure I'm going to get. If that is the kind of kiddush, you're not sure, then if you do get, you should make bracha b'rpa gofen. Why? Oh, very good. Says the Mishnah Bura, in Sefkot New Test, the mistama ena mechavanotis b'vikas amavorech. The person listening to bracha doesn't assume to be yotza. Me'achas sin she'enu yodayim yagilo. He's not sure if he's going to get. If you know you're going to get kiddush wine, go yotza with the bracha. It's fine. But if you're not sure if you're going to get, you don't intend to be yotza with that bracha. So you need to make an own individual. No, kiddush not. But on a general setup of people by the table, they assume they're going to get kiddush, right? So you don't need to make a special book. Yeah, because of Magen Avraham, the imam is assuming is chavnu behedya. If they have a very specific intentions, you know what? If I really hope I'll get and I intend to get, then im is chavnu behedya miyagir em kosh yotzibi v'kosso yotzibidem. If they have a very positive intention, very specific, clear intent that they're going to get, then it's fine. They don't have to be a mega bracha then. Yeah, it does. It does. Absolutely, yeah. It does. Yeah, yeah. As long as that's really your point, that the person making the bracha also needs to have in mind. And that's what the achoyim are paskin. Pardon?
If he's got the intention that he'll get.
And
he doesn't get.
Well, tough luck. Then he has. You don't know what nothing can do about it. If he's not getting, he's not getting. No, nothing can do about it. Yeah. Yeah. So the question will be, what if he didn't intend to get, and then he did get? Well, then I suppose that he will have to make a bracha. Okay, Sima Kupta, the Aleph for next Shem. It's Hashem to recap what we covered tonight. We learned that a person, that generally speaking with regards to drink, the minimum opinion holds how much? Ekzais, the minimum, and the maximum held. Heviyis. So in the gray zone in between, you should avoid drinking that amount. But however, with regards to the Kiddush, you need to drink a Meloy Lugmav, which is the Roiv Heviyis, and therefore, you need to have, generally speaking, if you want to have Bochachon, you need to finish off drinking that, like for instance, Abdullah or something. If you want to make Bochachon, you need to have full Heviyis. We learned that if a person doesn't want to drink himself, what can he do? He can pass it on to somebody else, and the other person drinks a full revis. But again, you can't have half revis, half revis. You can't have half revis, and the other one needs half revis. It doesn't add up. So one person needs to have a full revis. We learned mitzvah namufcha, but he has a little bit of kiddush. We learned that if a person is not sure he's going to get, then he should make his own bracha because he wasn't yotze with didn't have intention. I wish you a very good Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai.